Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified health and wellness coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, speaker, and author. Today I have something very real in my heart to talk about, and that is actually prevention of heat stroke. I just read that in Los Angeles County, the forecast for the next 4 to 6 days is in the triple digits. I have seen some other areas have the same or even higher temperatures, still in the triple digits, but very, very high. And I, for one, don't really like super-duper hot weather. And as a nurse, I have seen a lot of people come in with heat strokes. And so I decided I wanted to talk about this, cause an awareness, and make sure that this won't happen to any of my listeners or their friends, because they can share the information. So let me start with saying, what are some signs and symptoms of heat stroke? Okay, one is incredibly hot skin. Two is dizziness and fainting. Well, let me go back to the one, incredibly hot skin. It's hot, red, and is one of the most popular signs of heat stroke. If your skin is hot to touch and you have an internal body temperature of 105 degrees or higher, you will need to see a doctor as soon as possible. A simple sunburn will also present the symptom, red hot skin, but the situation becomes dangerous when your body temperature stays higher than 105. That is very, very dangerous. So when we go to dizziness and fainting, it says in addition to an internal body temperature greater than 105 degrees Fahrenheit, dizziness and fainting are the next most common symptoms of heat stroke. If you've spent several hours in the sun and you experience this symptom, contact your doctor immediately. The third warning sign is actually extreme fatigue. And it means spending a day in the sun can be exhausting at the best of times. However, if you're experiencing some of the other symptoms on this list, along with extreme fatigue, it may be a sign of heat stroke. If this is the case, it's always best to seek medical help, just in case your heat exhaustion has progressed into heat stroke. The fourth is nausea, and that's another indication that your heat exhaustion has progressed into heart stroke. A constant nauseous or uneasy feeling in your stomach, especially combined with dizziness, may mean your condition is worse than you initially thought. Drink lots of water to help treat the nausea and, as always, contact your doctor for assistance. Five, one we never like is vomiting. Feeling nauseous is one thing, but actually vomiting is another. If your nausea has progressed into vomiting, this is a definite sign of heat stroke, and it's critical that you seek medical attention immediately. Drink as much water as possible on your way to seek help. Number six, rapid heartbeat after spending time in the sun can be an indication of a serious problem. If you're experiencing some of the other symptoms on this list, in addition to a rapid heartbeat, you will want to make sure you get checked out immediately. When it comes to the heart, you don't want to take any chances. Yeah, the heart is so important, not just for loving, but it's the thing that pumps actually the blood through the body so you are alive. So yeah, let's be good to our heart and make sure we do what we can. Number seven is mental confusion. Individuals who have heat stroke often feel dizzy, but mental confusion is also a popular symptom. If you're having difficulty thinking, remembering, or focusing, it may be an indication that you're suffering from heat stroke. If this is the case, contact your doctor or seek medical help as soon as possible. Then with number 8, seizures are induced with heat also. Seizures are very serious and very dangerous symptoms of heat stroke that requires immediate medical attention. This symptom often presents itself abruptly and offers few warning signs. If someone you know has suffered a seizure, get them to the hospital as soon as possible. 9, lack of sweating. Normally, you assume that when it's hot, you sweat or perspire like crazy. But when you don't, one of the differences between heat exhaustion and full-blown heat stroke is lack of sweating. If you've spent too much time in the sun, you'll likely feel very hot and perspire a lot. However, if you're suffering from heat stroke, your body will not produce sweat despite feeling incredibly hot. And number 10, because I said I'm going to list 10 symptoms, are severe headaches. If you've spent time in the sun and you've experienced a severe headache, you may be suffering from heat stroke. It's common for individuals to have a slight headache after spending time outdoors in the summer, but a severe headache combined with at least one other symptom on this list is an indication that you need to seek medical attention immediately. So those are actually the 10 signs and symptoms. Now, there are some tips on how we can prevent it. And Dr. Hain offers the following tips for keeping cool and healthy despite the sweltering sun and humidity. Don't overexert yourself. Drink a quart of fluids an hour. Wear loose clothing, light in color and fabric, as well as a hat and sunblock, and stay in the shade or indoors if possible. Open windows, use fans, and turn on air conditioning. If you don't have air conditioning, go to a public place that does, like a mall, a library, a movie theater. Avoid caffeine and alcohol, which can speed up dehydration. That's lack of hydration. And finally, be a good neighbor. Check on the elderly and chronically ill persons regularly to make sure they're bearing up under the heat. Having heat exhaustion or heat stroke makes you more sensitive to hot conditions for about a week afterwards. Be especially careful not to exercise too hard and avoid hot weather. Ask your doctor to tell you when it's safe to return to your normal activities. So these were just a few things, and now I want to add a few personal ones. I'm going to go up the mountain today to avoid the triple digits, and I know it's going to be hot already by the time I'm packed and leaving, which is going to be within the next hour. So I will take regular breaks. Make sure I have enough ice water with me in the car. I will have the air conditioning on and take a break every 45 minutes to an hour just so I can get out into a different air-conditioned place and stretch my legs because that is so important. Also, when on the road, when it's that hot, don't just think about yourself. Think about everybody else who's out there who either did not think it's going to be a big deal or is not prepared for it or gets hit by a stroke or by anything, you never know. So pay triple attention to everybody in front, behind, and on the side of you. Be in charge of your safety and everybody else's. And if you see someone who's driving erratically, it does not absolutely mean they're drunk, but it could mean they're feeling really sick and they want to get to the next exit as fast as possible to get to a hospital for help. Well, it is our civic duty to help out. And quite often we don't drive alone. So have your co-driver, the person who's sitting next to you or behind you, dial 911 and report what you've seen. Save lives. Don't help take them. So just be totally aware. Make sure you drink a lot of water. Again, the doctor here stressed not to drink too much caffeine, preferably none, and mostly water, because that is one of the best hydrating factors for our body, for ourselves, and it keeps it in much longer than anything else. Caffeine and alcohol actually help you dehydrate, which makes heat strokes even more dominant. So I just really hope that with these few tips and signs, I was able to create an awareness that none of this happens to any of you or of us, and that we're all safe and sound. And again, please, if you have neighbors who are elderly and you know nobody is going to go check up on them because their relatives or their family live too far away or whatnot, or they're at work, whatever it is, knock at their door, ring the doorbell, check up on them, bring them a glass of ice water or a bottle of ice water or something, or cold water at least, and just make sure they stay safe. I can tell you that their family will thank you afterwards, even if they don't say anything because they don't know who you were. They will say thank you to the Supreme Being, to our God, our Heavenly Father, for you to be such a good neighbor to their mom or grandma or great-grandma or great-grandpa, whoever it is. So let's definitely reach out over these next 4 to 6 days in Southern California, Los Angeles County in particular. And as I said, I don't know where else it is going to be really bad, but I've heard of some other friends that that they're having really hard or hot weather. So let's just definitely do our best, be our best, and give our best and help protect lives. I do have a little link there with tips and signs that you can download so you can have it handy. It's called newsmedical.net, and it has everything on there that you need, as well as I have my website link there if you want to talk more or find out more information about living healthy mentally, physically, and financially, and I would be more than happy to help you out. You can always call me and text me or voicemail me at 562-335-4956. And as always, again, I love to hear from you. Every comment is something important to me, so I can see where you need more help, or where I can focus or hone in more deeply or whatnot, or if you like the shows to be longer than 15 minutes, more like 30, I can always deepen the subject because that is something I love doing, and I'm here to help. I'm here to create awareness, and I'm here to help people journey to better health. So having said that, I wish everyone wonderful, happy, safe, and comfortable next 4 to 6 days. And I say, stay happy, healthy, and empowered. And just definitely take it in your hands and be responsible for yourself and your loved ones. And make sure you wear sunblock to go outside and wear a hat and carry enough water with you. I love you all. Have a fabulous day, and I'll talk to you next week.